Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Shop now and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love, premium audio products from Raycon. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/skim to get 15% off site-wide with the code HOLIDAY, plus free shipping. Tried to hide my cough. Hi, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And I'm still coughing. Kim's not, though. You're pretty done, right?
I'm with that? Close to done. Yeah, it's just been like 3 extra weeks of...
Yeah. COVID cough can eat a poo. I've had a pretty bad cough for days. And
yeah. Weeks, really.
Weeks. Gives me a serious headache when I cough too much. But slowly, I can tell. It's leaving me.
Definitely slowly, we're getting better every
yes.
day.
And I don't feel as weakened by the hideous virus
of, it really hit us.
Of dubious origin. I don't want to start any rumors. Anyway, it's good to be back. Sorry about the delay. It's been a week and a half, and I don't know if people know this. They probably don't know this. We had an entire show recorded a week and a half ago.
Yep.
And it was completely 100% unrecoverably corrupt.
I can't even apologize enough.
At the end, the file, honestly, the file just went like this.
We sounded real good.
Yeah, that's all anyone would have heard.
So sorry it's been so long.
Although the music top and bottom, they came through. So it was like, and then for like 25 minutes. And then the mother, father, something at the table, whatever that is I play at the end.
I like to hear you sing it all.
Oops, I didn't mean to do that. I just bumped everything. Oh gosh, what has happened? Hold on. Okay,
we're good.
Okay, we're good. I just about caused us some more issues. Let me put that right there. Okay. Well, anyway, we're back. And thanks, everybody, for your patience. We appreciate it.
So sorry we missed you all for Thanksgiving-ish time.
We've been spending a lot of time watching babies 0 through 3, yeah. Meaning ages 0 through 3. And Phoebe's doing great.
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of time with her and Van. I get my Nana Days now.
Nana Days, yeah.
I don't know if I talked about that before.
That sounds like a local festival.
Nana Days.
We're going to Nana Days.
So I got cheese. Once a week, I get Van all day.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. And we paint and we color and we watch Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey's always part of the menu.
We put puzzles together and we go to the library and it's totally fun.
He loves the library. Loves
yes,
it.
Yes, he does.
He can't believe that many cool books for kids exist in one place.
And now when you mention Nana Day, he'll say, go to the library,
yep.
See all the books.
Yep. And so if I've ever been on the fence about whether libraries are important, I have changed my tune. I believe that they are now, because any 3-year-old that's that excited about a bunch of books, they must be doing something right.
He likes to go sit and read, play with the toys, and then we pick a few and take them home.
Yeah, so he's doing great. And of course, everything's all decorated. Kim decorated at the end of November.
No,
I'm sorry.
November
October.
1st, I got to pull everything out.
Yeah.
while waiting to hear from Carter when she got to Iceland.
But now we've got the Christmas music going. Mm-hmm. You're watching your stupid shows.
Come on.
We've talked about this many times. I know you do. But they're, you know, you have to admit they're kind of dumb.
They're a little cheesy, but that's what makes them the Christmas Hallmark movies.
That's why Kim likes them. I fade away a bit.
You can stitch things or draw or whatever.
I'm not stitching anything.
While I watch the movies.
Stitch what? What am I stitching?
Me.
Oh, you
can. While I watch the shows.
No, I was going to say, I don't stitch anything.
You kind of can, you know, predict what's going on with most of them. 99% of them.
I just bring my Steam Deck in there, put the headphones on. That's true. I disappear. So
it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's great. It's a perfect relationship.
It's great. This is how we
grow.
Time.
This is how we grow old together. Kim watches her things about a guy from the big city who moves to the small town, and I play a video game. That's the deal. Anyway, it's been fun, and Carter's doing great. She's in Iceland. It's a little follow up on her today. Her and I did an art stream just to kind of do something. We haven't done anything creative together since she left, so that was lots of fun. And she made a point that I thought was interesting. She said, she goes, it's funny that we do this more often when I don't live at home than when I do. So when she was in her apartment or up at the university, or in this case in Iceland,
she's too accessible when she's living at home.
I think so. Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, we'll do it later. We'll do it later today. Or we'll do it tonight.
I think that's why sometimes Skim gets pushed around.
Because I'm here.
Because you're here. If you were in Mississippi taking care of your old aunt Gertrude or whatever, you know, and we had to follow up all the time and talk and stuff, I would take that stuff much more schedulely and seriously. And
yes, because you'd have to work with my schedule too. Mine just kind of revolves around you right now because we're both at home.
And the other thing is, like, think of it as, I was telling her, it's like, you know, when people would hear the legend of In-N-Out in California, like, oh, we're going to California for Disneyland with the family. We have to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when it came to Vegas, people were like, oh, I don't have to go as far and just go to Vegas. And then it came here and we all went, brah, for about a weekend. Oh, and now we're just like, meh.
It was like a year of two-hour lines.
Yeah, now we're in no rush.
Now it's like, oh, there's one down the street and there's one down the other street too.
I do this with digital things. Like, something huge will come out on Netflix and everyone will lose their minds. And I'll go, eh, it'll still be there when I get around to it.
Yeah.
It's just convenient, right? Mm-hmm. If it was like...
And then on Saturday night, we're like, what are we going to watch?
Right.
I don't know. There's this one thing I've been wanting to watch forever. And so that's what we end up watching. Like, oh, how did we miss this when it came out?
Yeah, we're watching The Peripheral right now.
Yes. Very good.
Very good. They just had their finale, so we got to catch up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It is. So far, it's freaking great.
It's really fun. It's a good popcorn movie. Sit downstairs.
TV show. Yeah.
I mean, TV show. That's sorry.
I knew what you meant.
You knew what I meant.
I know what you mean. But I love William Gibson and I like his books. And I don't think anyone's ever done a proper job of, like, translating that stuff to film or TV. But I feel like The Peripheral finally cracked that egg. So if you're into that sort of thing, it's kind of, you know, dystopic, cyberpunk, future-y business. You might get your groove on there. I don't know. But anyway, so I think maybe Carter and I before, you know, she's there another month. Or more, a little more than a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Today is the 4th, so it'll be she leaves the 4th of January, so in a month.
Oh, I thought she was here the day after New Year's for some reason.
No, the 4th.
Okay. That's the time you should fly, when everyone's drunk and hungover.
But I don't know if she gets home on the 4th or the 5th.
Except the pilots. Ooh, you don't want the pilot to get drunk. Never mind, I take it back. Anyway, she'll be back the 4th of November, or sorry, January. And between now and then, I think her and I'll do maybe a little weekly something, you know.
I think you should. And she has the time to sit down, you know, and do that with you.
Yeah, she's basically a 2-month
hiatus.
Vacation of sorts.
Well, how great is it? A leave of absence.
But how great
is
it? She has a job that's still like there when she gets home. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. She's living the life and doesn't even know it. Whatever. She deserves it. She's earned it, but
she's worked hard to get here.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, so that's what's going on around here. That's kind of a quick catch-up on the Johnson world.
Ketchup.
Yesterday, we stopped by at Kim was running gifts around, neighbor gifts, even though it was like 25 minutes south of us. Just some people we know. She always does neighbor gifts and does stuff for like the mailman and the garbage guy.
I like to do that.
I know you do. This is not a complaint.
To know we appreciate all their doing.
I think throughout the year they remember that and they take better care of our cans. They're just nicer people. We still put even post, you know, post mega pandemic, we still put, you know, treats and snacks out for delivery people. And I'm down with all this. It's all good. Nothing wrong with any of this.
Well, that's good.
But we're off. We're off to do these neighbor gifts to Carter's friends.
So literally, Carter's gone.
Because Carter's gone and can't do it herself. So Kim made some stuff to take over there. And since we were in the area, we were like, J-Dogs. And we've talked about J-Dogs on here before, I think. Haven't we?
I think so.
Best hot dog place in the business. Like, period. I've never eaten a hot dog I enjoyed more than I do at J-Dogs. J-D-A-W-G-S. And they're all
S.
They're up and down the valley in various places. There's not one nearly close enough to us, though. I wish this thing was right. If this thing was up the street, well, maybe I'd have the problem.
You probably do the same thing where you get sick of it after a while.
Oh, they're so good.
We just get to, you know, when we're by there, we stop.
They load them up. The place is run by a bunch of stinky teenagers, right? And they load up these hot dogs, just chunked full of like all the stuff you like.
First, they slice them up. Crisscross.
They crisscross them. Big fat beef dogs.
Crispy. They have beef.
They have beef and the other ones.
I can't think what it's called.
They're pork based, but it's I can't think of the name.
I can't think of it either. Anyway, brats.
No, not brats. Yeah,
there's either pork or beef brats.
Yeah, but the pork ones are called something. You get them at the Costco.
At the Costco.
Down to the Costco. Can they get
down
the name?
Down to the Costco.
Anyway, they cut them up. And this weird little pattern.
And then they grill them up. All crispy.
Right in front of you. So you got these crispy little edges and everything. Put them in a big fat bun. And then they load it with sauerkraut and the hot peppers and the
onions
and the whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this sauce they make, which is kind of the key. And it's sticky as hell. It's like...
they are very messy and very good.
Chevy Chase Christmas Vacation sticky, you know, the magazine sticky thing. When he went and got the tree or whatever he did. How did he get all sticky?
Because he was cutting the tree down.
The one in the
his tree went.
Whoo. Oh, right. right. And he was holding the magazine and her hair and everything. Anyway. I recommend it. If I haven't already, I probably have, but COVID brain killed all my previous memories. I don't remember anything.
We're making all new memories for Scott this year.
All new memories this year. So get ready, everybody. All right, let's get to some emails. Actually, before we read these emails. I would like, well, no, you know what? I'll read emails and then I'll talk a little bit about Raycon. So check out these emails. Skimshow@gmail.com is the email address to use. Hi, Scott and Kim, says Thomas from Missouri. Now, this email we read last week or a week and a half ago, but it's like new now.
Exactly.
Right? No one at home heard
it. Man.
Yeah. So Thomas, sorry for the delay. Says, I was catching up on Hot Ones, the YouTube show about eating super hot wings, and was while being interviewed, and I had a few questions for you guys. First of all, how do you both do a spicy food? My limit is Tabasco on eggs and occasionally a pickled jalapeno. Oh, those are so good.
Yes,
they're not very hot, though. They're kind of just...
I've pickled them before. It depends on where you start with jalapenos, though.
I would put those on everything I ever ate again. They're so good. Pickled everything, though. I just pickle my life. Pickle me when I'm dead. If you had a chance to go on Hot Ones and try the hottest wings on earth, would you? I don't think I could do it. I wouldn't make it past the fourth or fifth hot sauce before I'd quit. Anyway, I'm enjoying the Skim Show. Keep it up. Great work, Thomas from Missouri.
I'm probably in the same boat. I'd make it through a couple of them and then go, oh, okay, I'm done.
Okay, but we shared this story last time and it was lost to the ages because of the stupid crash.
I did a hot wing challenge.
She did, at a place called Larry's Hot Stick. What was it? Do you remember the name of that place?
I don't remember it.
Damn it. It's gone now. They shut down. Or maybe they just don't do the wings anymore or something.
Right. They did Hot Wing Challenge. They were ghost pepper. At the time, that was the hottest pepper.
Yeah, the Carolina Reaper one, right? No?
I don't remember. They were just called ghost pepper. They were ghost pepper wing challenge they had there. And they had a wall of people that had tried it.
Almost all
and
dudes.
And a wall of people that had... done it, had finished the eight wings.
Yeah, the people who tried it all looked like they were in tears.
You
and
had
they were,
to eat the hot wings. You had to wait 5 minutes before you could drink anything.
Yeah.
And they'd give you a glass of milk or whatever you
wanted. Whatever, yeah.
The milk was the best thing.
And then you'd get up on the board.
But you had to wear gloves to even touch them.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I remember when you're eating them, I can kind of compartmentalize, so I, you know, just kind of went at it. But the tears that would come out of your eyes without you even thinking about it, were burning my face.
It was involuntary.
Yes.
Your head was leaking without your knowledge.
But they were, that made my face all red. Like, it had gotten into everything.
Yeah, but you did it. And while we were there, we watched another dude try it.
Yes.
And by the end, he was like crying.
He
and
left crying after one. Yeah. Thing. I was like feeling pretty good about
myself. So Kim was like shaking and focused and doing it and did it. And she was the, for the longest time, as long as I ever went there, she was the only woman
to get through them.
To mm-hmm. get through them, which I thought was a big deal at the time.
It was. I had my picture on the wall. I had taken a picture after doing it. So my face is all blistery and red looking. Mm-hmm. It was kind of sad.
And I remember when you got home, because I wasn't there, you went with Taylor and Sarah and them. Yeah. They drove friends. You home. And when Kim got home, she was still shaking. Her hands were shaking.
I was. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was really fun, though, to do it and like
yeah, but let's not let's not skip over why you did it. So,
well, it's because all their stupid friends from high school were there.
That's 100% what happened.
Let's do it. And then none of them did it.
None of the boys. There's all these boys Taylor used to hang out with in high school.
I think they did it later. They didn't do it that day. Okay, I scared them.
They never. You probably did. They wouldn't do it, but they were like, no way. Your mom's going to do it. No way, no way. So Kim did it for these kids.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I wasn't the same ever after that, though. I don't think I could do it again.
I provided them with copious amounts of video games and food at our house. That was all I needed to give those kids. I did not need to give them my soul by
burning of your soul,
eating ghost peppers. Anyway, so but that being said, I think we both have like a middle tolerance for spicy mm-hmm. food. I like a good we when we were in the thick of the COVIDs there, we had Tom Yum soup.
Hot.
It's really hot, even at the lower levels, so like at good. Level. Their scale is 1 through 5, and 1 and 2 I still think are plenty hot.
Yeah.
So we I usually do threes, a 2. I did a 3 once though mm-hmm. that week, right?
I did
and
too.
It really mm-hmm. cleared my head. It was great.
It cleared your sinuses right up. Speaking yeah. of Tabasco, though, I put the one kind of what is it? Chipotle Tabasco in my jambalaya all the time.
Oh yeah, that's always good in there.
So we do Tabasco once a week.
The Chipotle stuff isn't quite as hot. It's also a different flavor, but
Thomas mentioned Tabasco, and so that's why I was saying we kind of do that a lot.
Yeah, and you're who's here? Hello?
That's probably Rainer.
Oh, it's a dog.
Oh, here it's comes Ripley. And Rainer. Oh,
did you guys know how to, did you guys open the door or what?
Yes, they pushed it open.
Well, that's
I must not,
cool. not
have shut it all the way.
I thought you put them away for this.
No, I came down to see if you were ready and to do the show.
I just know her tail one of these days is going to just rip a cable out of the wall. I just know it. This one's not plugged in. So.
Well, she's sitting on a cable right now.
Yeah. All right. Ripley, if you stay in here and chill, you're fine. That's okay. Sit.
Sit.
Good girl. Good girl. Stay good there.
Girl. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, so thanks, hot stuff is great. We'll eat it, whatever, but I don't want too hot.
I haven't watched the show either, though. I need to check it out.
Which show? Oh, Hot Ones. You should. It's on Hulu now.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun to watch. And it's like big celebrities, like Shaquille O'Neal, seeing how long he can go. Or, and once in a while, somebody like somebody who think is like dainty and can't handle it, like
me,
Taylor Swift or somebody, just rocks the place. Like eats them all, has no problem, just does great.
All right.
And these big, strong men are like struggling. I kind of love that. Anyway, let's move on to this email from... Oh, this is also Thomas from Missouri. Forget that. We're not doing that twice. Sorry, Thomas. You only get one. I would like to take a second to talk about our friends at Raycon. We love our Raycon earbuds. In fact, we got brand new pairs of the everyday pairs. Kim got a black set. I got a blue set. Mine's right mm-hmm. here. Let me grab it over here. I love this new set. They are, of course, USB-C, which I think everything should be now.
The case is even smaller. Yeah, they're really cool.
A little tighter. Look, it's telling me how charged they are. They're fully charged. Oh, I love my Raycons. They're really great. Very responsive. Work with anything. You're an iPhone user? Great. You got the Android? Fine. You're good. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you got. In fact, these work great with my Steam Deck, and I love that when I can just sit down and immerse myself in a gaming experience. Anyway. They're fantastic. And we're coming up on these. Christmas, it's here, right? Happiest season of all. Let's be real, though. Between hectic holiday travel, stressing over getting that family recipe just right. Oh, you don't have to worry about that so much. You'll just wing it. and also dealing with that uncle's politics. I got a couple of those. The last thing you want to worry about is, I don't know, finding a great gift for everybody on your list. So, in the spirit of giving, I'm sharing my go-to gift idea, premium audio products from Raycon. I like everything that's there. And as a result, we're teaming up with them. And right now, if you go to buyraycon.com/skim, you get 15% off everything site-wide with the code HOLIDAY. Really easy to remember. HOLIDAY is the code. And again, that is buyraycon.com/skim. Plus, you get free shipping. So that's pretty cool. These are wireless earbuds, headphones, speakers, all this stuff. They offer premium sound, useful features, and almost amazing comfortable fits, almost custom, rather, amazing fits. And by that, I mean, I put it in my ear and they don't fall out. That's honestly what I care about the most with earbuds. Also, 54 hours of battery life. Are you freaking kidding me? It's insane. Anyway, they're fantastic. And anybody you gift them to will use them right away, whether they use the speakers to start off a party in the living room or escape the party completely and just wear a piece of or a pair of earbuds to get some Zen meditation in.
I like to skip the talking to anyone at a party completely.
I kind of like that too. I mean, I want the speaker, don't get me wrong, but I like the escape. So why not do both, I say, with this discount. Anyway, and, you know, look, as the person who's giving them this gift, you got to love that they start at half the price of other audio brands, you know, other premium brands, half. Plus, they make it easy. The holiday gift guide for everybody in your life. Feel free to give, you know, these to your mom, to your dad, maybe a coworker, your fitness lover in the family. I don't mean your lover who's into fitness. I mean, you know what I mean? Gamers, you have gamers in your life?
Everyone does.
Look, pointing at me here. Anyway, for the next month, Raycom will have a countdown to Christmas with a new pop-up flash deal that you can take advantage of every single day. So you're going to want to get over there right away. You can find Raycon in stores now as well, like Kohl's and Walmart. We like Kohl's, mm-hmm. and we occasionally yep. enter a Walmart. But let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal when you use our special link, buyraycon.com/skim. And the Raycon website also offers buy now, pay later options. So you're going to want to check those out. We love our earbuds. You're so happy to finally have your own personal
pair. I know,
pair.
Right?
Yep, it's great. So in this, you know, the spirit of listening.
In the spirit of listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, or anything, really. Oh, that's right. You've gotten some audiobooks
now. I got
into
some audiobooks,
yeah. So that's awesome. Here's what I want you to do. It's super easy. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/skim and get 15% off site-wide with the code HOLIDAY. That's HOLIDAY, just in case. I think there's probably a European spelling that I'm not thinking of. Anyway, That includes free shipping. That code again is HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off your Raycon purchase. All right. Got a couple of texts here. Check these out. I got a little text out. Isn't that cool?
Nice.
These come to us at 801-471-0462, and we got one from John, a.k.a. Taz. I really like this guy. He does some, I'll have to show you off the air, but I haven't shown you these. He makes fake covers of a core as if it was like a really nice gaming magazine.
Oh, wow.
You should see these. You remember Next Generation I used to buy all the time? Mm-hmm. They're like that, but like custom done and the stuff like Bo poops in a lake and Scott, like stuff we talk about on the show. That's a whole other story. But anyway, he says, I have a few skim 2023 goals, he says. Scott cooking stream with Kim assisting. What do you think of that?
Okay. I can get behind it, I think.
I mean,
you know.
I think we should. The problem is we need.
Is my kitchen going to suffer for this?
I need art? Carter home to film it.
That's true. She'll be home in a month.
And we need some proper recording mics.
That's good for the first of the year, right?
We need some lavaliers for that. So maybe that'll happen. Or here's another one. Kim's gaming stream with Scott assisting.
Oh, my gosh.
Kim.
You know how this goes. I've done it before.
We could do the Callisto Protocol, which is a new space horror game. Make Kim play.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we could do something simpler.
Okay. I like it. I'm there.
You'd be down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll come up with something. You know what, Taz? These are great ideas.
Really great ideas.
Yep. From a really cool guy. So thank you for that. Here's one from... Oh, this is interesting. Don't have a name. All right. This is anonymous. Scott, I teach at a university. Unless his name is Scott. It might be. I don't know. This semester, I have a student with the last name Mendoza. Every time I grade a paper of his, I think of that crazy ass duck that once terrorized you as it walked around the lake near your home. Yeah, we've talked about this, but that goose is gone.
That's pretty great, though.
Oh, it is
every
great.
Every time he sees this kid's paper.
You got to get Mendoza. We don't know where he went. He's not there anymore. He probably took his little crew of ducks and they're terrorizing some other lake now. I don't know. He was a horrible, horrible creature. And And I kind of miss him because it was fun to go out there and just see if he was going to be there to taunt me or not. But every time I walk past him, like you just get all mad and start coming toward me.
I'll bet there's a duck that's replaced him.
Yeah, or another goose. He was a Chinese something goose. Oh, that weird knob on his head. Right. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like that funky, almost like a tumor. Maybe it was and he's dead. I don't know. I never properly mourned the loss of Mendoza, I suppose.
Maybe that's what we have to do this summer.
Final one. This is a weird one. Hey, Scott and Kim, do you guys ever wish you'd had more kids than just three? Again, anonymous. We didn't get a name with it.
No. I think it worked out just great.
I mean,
everybody has to do what's right for them. And I think three kids was perfect for us.
For us at the time, absolutely. Like, I feel like it's a different question for just every couple. For some, it's one. For some, it's none. For some, it's more than three. Like,
for some, it's their dogs, their cats, sure, whatever their pets are.
I'm pretty sure Taylor's done with two. Mm-hmm. And that feels right for them. And we're not over here going,
well, I can't believe.
Keep going. Like your mom did to us. But her mom sat. Can I tell you that? Can I say that story?
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Because I'm still a little mad at her for it. We had three kids. And after Nick, we were like, all right, that feels right.
We're good.
I was mostly going off Kim's intuitions, which I really trust and believe in. Kim has really strong intuitions about childbirth and rearing and all this stuff. And whenever we've gone with those intuitions, we've done just great. So I believe in those. And when she said after Nick, yeah, I think that's it. And you knew.
Done. Yeah.
After each one, you knew like, oh, we're going to, okay, now number two in 3 years. Now number three in 2 years or 3 years. And then after that, you were like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah. Pretty
good. I believe in that. Well, your mom at a barbecue once sits us down and one of the other kids, a niece or a nephew or something, was on my lap and that kid started to cry because she's a little baby and I'm not her mom. So she's freaking out. Doesn't know me that well. And she starts to cry and your mom looks over at me and goes, you know why she's doing that? And I said, why? Because she was recently in heaven. And when she was there, she saw all the children that were lined up to come down and that you guys had stopped accepting new recruits into your family. And she was serious, by the way. This isn't her kidding around or being ironic. That was like real. I've never been more annoyed.
I'm sorry.
And it's fine. I still love your mom. I still love your mom. I'll hug her all day. She's great. She makes amazing bread, like whatever. But that annoyed me pretty bad. The point is, you do what's best for you. And for
don't
us,
let anyone else tell you what you need.
No.
Or you what you want in either.
There will be a tendency sometimes for people who've had kids and maybe even had a great experience with kids to be the first ones to go, oh, when are you guys having kids? Or, oh, are you pregnant? You know, like there is sometimes that. So I have friends where they'll be kidless for a really long time. And I'm like, cool, you do you. That's awesome. And I don't make any big deal out of it. But when I find out they're pregnant, yeah, I lose it with excitement for them. I'm so excited for them to have a baby because I know what they're in for and it's the good and the bad, but the good outweighs the bad. And it was my favorite experience of my life and I'd never trade it for anything. But everybody's different. Sometimes it's your dogs and it's your cats and it's your whatever. You do you, right? We got a lot of people on this planet.
You gotta do what works for you. Otherwise, you can't be happy if you're doing it for everybody else anyway.
We have 8 billion people on this planet. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
When I was a teenager in high school, I think it was 5 or something, 5.5. We've grown quite a bit.
Yes.
That's a lot of millennials and Gen Zs. What are we going to do with them all? You know? Anyway, hopefully that helps. That's it for your messages. Should probably mention a foodie thing.
So this week I was going to a cookie exchange because it's Christmas time and that's what a lot of the
dirty
neighbor ladies like to do.
It's clandestine or something.
Whatever.
Doesn't it?
Everybody shows up with a dozen cookies and then you go home with a plate of all different cookies. Oh, it's really fun.
That reminds me. Can I tell people real quick? Sorry.
But while you're doing this, I made orange cranberry shortbread and then drizzled chocolate over the top.
Yeah.
Those were pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of sugar in them.
No, they were good. You gave me one. It was fine.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I started taking some CBD that actually works for me. Mm-hmm. Chills me out. I don't think CBD is supposed to work for me, but this does.
I think you have to have the higher dosage of
I need the CBD. Hard stuff, man.
The hard CBD oil.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Good.
I like it.
I'm glad it's working for you.
Yeah. I'm very happy about it. Although this is coming off for some reason. Should that be doing that?
No one can see what you're talking about, but all right.
All right. Well, anyway.
We'll take care of it later.
I might have a pocket full of oil. the cookie exchange. See, it sounds weird. Where are you going? The cookie exchange. Where
doesn't
is it?
Sound that weird. It was at a neighbor's house and it was really fun. And
I'll give you directions to the cookie exchange. There's just something about it. Can't put my finger on it. Okay. For the holiday though, what is even our plan? Are we doing anything big and fancy? There's any kind of Christmas
goose? Well, we're
doing
like a ham.
Yeah. I like ham.
Yeah. We're doing a big ham for dinner.
Is that for us or for...
For just us.
Okay. So when on... So I mean, when we're
just
gonna,
our family.
So my family's thing and then your family's thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot going on, but I don't know what I'm taking to those. I haven't been told what... I haven't been assigned yet.
Is it bad that I kind of envy Carter for being clear across the world? And
she's pretty excited about it, too. Like she's like... Two or three people. Look, I spent 24 Christmases and Thanksgivings with you guys. I'm not missing the holiday. I miss you guys, but I'm not... going to feel bad for not being there.
Yeah.
And if I thought, you know what? Maybe we just need to go on a trip for Christmas one year.
Yeah, maybe that's what we do. My sister does that. Mm-hmm. That's how they do. They get out of town.
And that's great.
I don't blame them.
I think it works for a lot
of
people.
Did we do that once for...
We did once. Yeah.
We went to Disneyland. That's for Thanksgiving.
We went to Disneyland for Thanksgiving. We've been to Vegas for Christmas once.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was the year Taylor got married, and so, or the year after she got married. No. So it was hard to split up.
She wasn't married yet.
No, she didn't go to the Christmas one with us. That was the April one. We got stuck in the snowstorm.
Oh, right. We got stuck in the blizzard.
I mean, we go to Vegas at least once a year, I would say.
I'd say average twice.
It used to feel that way, yes. It used to be that
maybe
way.
Less so in the last few years, but.
Yeah.
We used to go at least twice, and then. Or at the very least, we'd be in St. George twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is just an hour and a half outside of Vegas. But, yeah, I like that trip, except when me and Carter went and got hot quarter pounders to take to the homeless guy on the vent, there was a guy living on a vent.
Because it was warm.
Which is a
warm air coming up.
Great Bon Jovi song, living on a vent. Anyway, this vent, and it kept him warm. But I bet it was like prime real estate for homeless people. Like, they probably fight over it.
Maybe.
I would if I were them. Anyway, he's the only guy there, and he was all inside of this sleeping bag, and Carter and I, a little bit green to the idea of what we were doing, we thought, let's go get him some food, and then let's go take it to him, and because he probably doesn't have anything, so we did, and it was at night, and it was kind of snowing in Vegas, which is weird, but light snow, it was very cold, and we were like, excuse us, sir, and I kind of tapped him on the bag, and that guy just went into full defensive freak out mode.
Well, he was probably very asleep too.
He probably was, but also this usually means someone's here to
Carter,
fight me over my
Carter after death.
Oh, it totally freaked her out. But we gave him the food. He didn't say anything. He just grabbed it, stuck it under the bag, and then hit his head under there again. That was the end of it. I hope he ate it and hope he appreciated it.
And
it's okay if he didn't.
That's fine.
It's just, you know, it was the right thing to do at the time, but I think I may have scarred her a little bit.
She's a little bit more scared of helping.
Yeah, because he could have jumped out with a knife and shanked you. You know, like I wasn't thinking. I was thinking this guy would be like the movies where he'd go,
"Oh, thank you.
Your kindness during the holidays will never be forgotten." And I'm here from the big city.
Were you hearing music at the time?
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That was a weird experience, but anyway, we're going in April again. That'll be fun.
TMS Vegas.
Very much looking forward to that. Wendy might go, and
that'd be cool.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what we'll have her. She says, "If I'm coming, I want to do something." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "No, I want to like have a purpose, like a job." And I said,
like, "What? If it's Vegas, you just go and have fun and talk to people."
I think she wants to do something that helps people with their therapy stuff, and so we're going to figure that. That maybe is a great idea. I don't know.
I think it's a great idea. I'm not sure how to.
I don't know either. We could give her like a Lucy, Lucy had an advice stand.
Oh, like a booth.
Yeah. We give Wendy a little booth. People can, you know, throw a dollar in a cup or put it in a G-string if you're in Vegas. And then bam.
Tell Wendy she has to wear one. What?
Oh my gosh. No, we are not asking her to do that. Anyway, that's what's going on. We hurtled toward the holidays, and we love every minute of it.
We hurled?
We hurled toward the holidays. Always hurl away from the holidays.
Away from the holidays.
Yep.
The only Christmas music I can stand right now is big band. I can't do anything else. Don't
well,
know why.
That's the best Christmas music.
I know, but it's also helping me avoid Whamageddon and
that's true.
Mariah Carey's
haven't hit
thing.
It yet.
That Mariah Carey thing that makes your spleen explode. Yeah. I don't want that.
I think that big band's the way to go. I also think there's a lot of new stuff. We heard a Smashing Pumpkins Christmas song, and that was fun.
I don't think that was new, though. I think
no,
that
it's not new, but we heard it, and
it was on the.
It reminded me that there's a lot of really cool, creative stuff out there.
That was the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, mm-hmm. which I highly recommend.
I had heard the song before. It's not new, but
it's big fun and real dumb. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And also, I was surprised how much music was in that. Although I shouldn't be, because Guardians is all about music.
Exactly.
You guys see the new trailer for 3. Have you seen it yet?
No. I don't watch trailers. You know me.
What if it's a movie you won't see? Like, you probably don't care about the new Transformers.
I like Transformers movies. What are you talking about?
This has Beast Wars in it.
I know. I'm saying I don't like watching the previews because I like to be just go into it totally.
Do you know who Optimus Primal is?
No.
Well, it's from the Beast Wars cartoon from the 90s, but he's a...
See, and I wasn't watching those.
He's a big ape.
I was
but he's a robot ape.
Raising small children.
Yeah,
in the
no,
90s.
I know. And I was, they were on my lap watching Beast Wars.
And that's right. And I was in the kitchen usually.
I don't remember when that was on. That may have been like, or I don't know when Tay was a baby, I guess.
Yeah, I think 94. So. I remember it, but I wasn't watching with you.
Oh, it's so good. I can't wait. And it's the same people that made Bumblebee. And we liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
The ones prior to that were, give or take. But this one has Optimus Prime's back. Oh, can't wait. I'm such a sucker for the thing made to sell toys, which is all Transformers ever was a, just an excuse to sell toys. Anyway, that's it for us. We're done. A reminder that the show is often on the lips of people when they talk to us and go, oh, we really like Skim. Well, do you? Because maybe you could hop over to patreon.com/frogpants and throw us a buck, because that's kind of the catch-all for all the extra stuff we do, this being one of them. So do check that out. patreon.com/frogpants, frogpants.com/skim for all other things. And again, to email us, it's real easy, skimshow@gmail.com, or keep those texts rolling, 801-471-0GOB or 0462. I tried to find a better spell thing. There's
like
not
it.
One. There isn't
it's
one.
It's the way Job spells his name in Arrested
Development.
Yeah,
Gob. Well, that's right. He does. I love him. That's what I was thinking. Is that it? I think that's it. Do you have anything else you want to say or add?
I think we're good. Happy holidays. Find some fun recipes to make.
Yeah. And we'll
old ones that your grandma used to make. That's kind of fun too.
Yeah. And also we'll be back before the end of the month, I promise.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, at least a couple more shows. So stay tuned for those. That'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.